This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli. Early in his career, clarinetist and saxophonist Ken Poplawski toured with the orchestra of Buddy Morrow, playing the music of swing band leader Tommy Dorsey. He also played Dixieland in New York and was a member of Benny Goodman's last band. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Poplawski's new CD has some more modern touches, but he still keeps close ties to jazz's past and to his own.
Clarinetist Ken Poplawski on piece number 8 from a series of vignettes by Morton Gould called Benny's Gig. Benny, as in Benny Goodman. Poplawski doesn't sound like Goodman, but there are similarities in his tight control over the instrument and a sound as bright and clear as a chilly morning. Ken Poplawski has been recording for years, but his new album, Lost in the Stars, shows him off especially well. He's got a good band, sparked by the fine drummer Lewis Nash, good original tunes by members of the quartet, and some classic songs that haven't been done to death. The arrangements are simple enough to let the players develop the material without interference, and jazz can always use an eloquent clarinet player. On ballads, Poplawski spends a lot of time rummaging in the horn's lower range. He gets a full and resonant sound to make you hear clarinet as a long, hollow pipe. This is from Kurt Weill's My Ship. I like the sturdiness of Ken Poplawski's clarinet sound, but I wouldn't call it warm exactly. Sometimes he gets a more intimate sound on the bigger tenor saxophone. On pianist Ben Aronov's Lament, he evokes Stan Getz's romantic streak. Lament also shows how closely the band can track him while just staying out of his way. That's Greg Cohen on bass. Ken Poplawski can turn up the heat on tenor sax, too. A piece accompanied by just bass and drums recalls Sonny Rollins' epic trio recordings of the 1950s and 60s. Full speed ahead, with drummer Lewis Nash at the throttle. That tune is Sleep, big bandleader Fred Waring's theme song from 1923. A few things about Ken Poplawski suggest he's happy to live in the musical past, His deepest roots still lie in the 1930s swing era, which may explain the slight sense of emotional distance I hear in his playing. It's a bit like he's painting new landscapes in the style of the old masters. It's a stunt in a way, but a respectable one. A new canvas in an old style can still look mighty good up on the wall.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. He reviewed Lost in the Stars by the Ken Paplowski Quartet. This is Fresh Air.